Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, Friday. Coming at you full force, Friday. This weather is so crazy. And, turn down some of the sound effects here so we don't have to hear them. And we'll go on. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always a delightful show with Betty Jo. Isn't that nice? Alliteration. Woo! Okay, how should I start my show today? Let's see. I never know. I never know what the mood I'm going to be in is, or how to start it, or trying to do something educational, or, I don't know, Friday-ish. Okay. Let's see. How about this is a good one for us in this day and age. Anatomy Muscular, Never Give Up. It's true, never give up.
Illusion oppresses me, never give up.
Cause it's me, never give up. Never give up.
Walks into the drugstore and says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. He says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail. I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches into her purse, takes out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife. The pharmacist says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription. A guy meets a girl in a bar and they go back to her apartment. They go into her bedroom and one wall from floor to ceiling, left to right, the entire wall is full of fluffy toys. Fluffy, fluffy, fluffy toys. Floor to ceiling, side to side, fluffy toys. They get it on. When they get done, he says, how was I? She says, take anything from the bottom shelf. A guy's wife screams at him, get out! Get out of this house! As he's walking out the door, she says, I hope you die a slow and painful death. He turns around and says, so now you want me to stay? Guy's weaving down the road when a cop pulls him over. Cop comes up and says, hey, pal, did you know your wife fell out a few blocks back? The guy says, thank God. I thought I went deaf.
Jackie Martling. You can look for him for Jackie Martling online. Gotta love him. He's a lot of fun. And, oh, my gosh, everybody's going crazy with politics, aren't they? Enough already. I'm getting stressed out. Just everybody's so angry. Why don't you go out there and do some good, everybody? Why don't you go out there and be generous and do something and help people and, you know, something. Put something back. Put some positivity back in the world, huh? Because it's just everybody's lost their sense of humor about, I don't know. Personally, I feel like I'm watching a TV show all the time, but when I watch the news. And guess what, people? It is a TV show. Ta-da! All right, and on honor of that, Betty Jo, you'll appreciate this.
Running for husbands.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiling reasons to Edgar Miliak and Sana Fortinas if you vote for me.
Elect us as president and a smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
president. If I were president, if I were president, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night windsall would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Problems. I still don't have my computer back up, but I still have the switchboard, so we can still have fun. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She's in the showbiz news. The showbiz news, I tell you. And on the 21st, she'll be having great movie love songs performed by all-star cast Linda Ronstadt, Marilyn Monroe, Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, Brian Ferry, Darren Reynolds, and it goes on and on. You just got to listen to it. Even Lucy Arnaz. So check out Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Actually, if you follow her, you'll be and you want to be notified, as with my show, you will be notified. So check that out. Oh, I got to do a long show one time. I've got a Peter Lorre bit that I'm dying to play, but I got to do a one-hour show to do that. Sorry, kids. Let me mention George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. A delightful show, the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to the internet and tune in at TuneIn right here in Miramar. And you will get a lot of fun because he's a very nice guy. So listen to him Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Always fun, always fun. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep you up here waiting, but I love this by Sose. I just like this song. It's good exercise. Get out of your chair and start dancing, people. Sose, Elemental Wizard. Check him out online.
I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. Takes me a long time to prepare. Find me a long line and I'm waiting there. Check my code. I'm all alone, or so I think. There's a pretty young woman who's starting to stare. But I just wanna dance.
People surrounding the featuring Del Moore. Number one in the life of Elizabeth occurred just before the impending visit of Elizabeth's little niece, Kathy. Well, inasmuch as Kathy was only 4 years old, Elizabeth and Alvin had to do some studying up on the care and treatment of nieces. Elizabeth, how are you tonight? Well, I see you're getting ready for your little niece's visit, but what's Alvin going to do to make her happy? Why don't you call him in and let's find out.
Alvin.
Hi.
Honey, do you think Kathy's going to like this?
Oh, honey, that's real cute. Oh, you're a genius.
I want her to be happy while she's with us. What's that?
Mother Goose nursery rhymes. I thought I'd memorize some of them so I could tell them to Kathy at bedtime.
You're a good man, Alvin.
Oh, it's nothing.
No, I mean it. You're a good man.
Well, thanks.
Good, good man.
More than but most anybody.
Now, don't try to minimize it. You're a good man.
Well, okay.
A lot of men wouldn't go to all that trouble for a little girl, but you did. You're a good man.
Thanks again.
That's the wrong answer.
What was I supposed to say?
That's the wrong answer, too. Who made the doll dresses?
Well, you did. I just told. Well, you're a good woman.
Thank you, sweetheart. You say the sweetest
you.
Thing. Why don't you read me some of those? Seriously, it was a nice thought, honey.
No. All righty. Let's see. What do we? I know that one. Oh, here. Ding dong bell, pussy's in the well. Who put her in? Little Johnny Green.
The nasty little beast. Well, how can you sit there with that self-satisfied look on your face while the kid puts a cat in the well?
I didn't write it.
Well, you're reading it.
Now, don't get excited. There's a moral to the whole thing. Listen to this. What a naughty boy was that to try to drown our pussycat. See?
That's like saying, I'll be vexed if you shoot Grandpa.
Oh, let's skip that one.
I'm sorry, honey, but I feel very strongly about things like that.
Well, so do I, honey. I just didn't notice it, that's all. We'll get another one. Let's see. Oh, here, this is the one. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Ha. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
What are they going to do, let him lie there?
It's only a nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty was an egg.
And now he's an omelet. I think that's horrible.
Well, we'll just skip that one then. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, and the cow jumped over the moon. Okay so far?
Sure, that's cute.
The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with a spoon.
That's kidnapping.
Maybe they mean the dish eloped with a spoon.
Well, then it's too advanced for Kathy, honey. What else do you have?
Honey, I don't think it's too advanced. It's about a dish and a spoon.
Kathy is 4 years old, and you want to teach her about spooning? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not ashamed of myself. And how do you like them onions?
Well, if you're going to talk like a child, the least you could do is be grammatical.
How do you like them onions?
I got my own stupid nursery rhymes in the other room.
You stay right here. I'm not going to have you warping that child's mind without my help.
No,
ma'am. If there's any warping of minds to be done, we'll do it together.
Okay.
Now, see if you can find one decent rhyme in that vulgar book.
You going to stand up while I read this?
Yes.
Good, then I'll sit down.
Coward.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean.
You keep Mom out of it.
I didn't say one word about your mother.
I know what you're thinking.
So between them both, you see, they licked the platter clean.
And I suppose you think that's table manners.
I knew
that. It teaches the kid to eat all of her food. It licked the stupid platter clean.
Like a couple of pigs.
Where did I say anything about a couple of pigs? Go ahead, show me.
We're screaming at each other like a couple of fishmongers. I wish I were dead.
So do I.
Then I'm dead.
I purposely left out the part about Little Miss Muffet because you don't like spiders.
Thanks a lot. Don't do me any favors.
I won't. See if this will please your majesty. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. His Christmas pie. Make something out of that.
Go on, read the rest of it. That's the part I can't stand.
He stuck in his thumb and he pulled out a plum and he said, what a good boy am I. What's wrong with that?
His manners are worse than Jack Sprat's.
Jack Sprat's manners. He licked the stupid platter clean, didn't he?
I'd hate to see what he'd do with a bowl of soup.
Listen, Alice, you've got to get this in your mind.
Go ahead. Be friends with a bunch of pigs. See
pigs.
If I care.
Pigs? I suppose Humpty Dumpty was a pig. He's an egg.
Well, what about the king's men?
Don't you tell me. If Jack Sprat wants to eat some fat, and if Johnny Green wants to push that cat in the well, he can...
Look at the mess they made.
And I don't think
it
doesn't matter. Listen, I'm talking about...
Couple of dope.
What should we do with this? Throw it away?
No, it never hurt us when we were kids. But I think you better leave me at this point.
Why?
I'm not fit to live with.
All right. I shall leave you at this point.
Why?
Because you're not fit to live with. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Elizabeth, aren't you ashamed?
That was Betty White. It's kind of an interesting take on comedy today because when you think about it, everything's so politically correct. And it does, this is like sketch must have been written about 50 years ago, I'm guessing. But the fact that everything, you could read something into everything. But why? Why do you have to do that? Well, we're winding down. So don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And, have a good weekend, and don't forget my CDs are available on CD Baby, so rush out to buy them. Okay, here we go with a little me. All right, this is the moment
of attending to everyone else's needs. A mommy's night out becomes an almost
Thank you for tuning in. This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, you can also watch my television show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, tonight, Friday at 7 p.m. It's on three channels, all the cable shows. You'll find it. And all worldwide on the internet, go to www.nnn.org. And it's the Lifestyles Channel, number two.